Nailed it. Vending machines.
Modern-day transactions could be complicated to the point of inconvenience. Vending machines were a much-loved antidote, facilitating a straight, mechanical exchange of cash for soda, candy, lottery tickets, tampons, or soiled schoolgirl panties. They operated 24 hours a day and without any judgment from the snobbish Mobile Mart clerks who normally kept us in our place.
Corporations.
While individuals could provide relatively simple goods and services, more complex ones required a coordinated group effort. The name for such a group was a corporation, an independent legal entity built by and composed of humans that was granted some of the intrinsic rights of humans, but without having to be weighed down by their responsibilities or sense of morality. Of course, any corporation that did behave immorally would be immediately disciplined by market forces. In the event such a firm chose to continue down a less than righteous path, they would be shunned and cast out of the family of man.
The last two sentences were brought to you by and cannot be reproduced without the express written consent of the Sarcasm Company. The Sarcasm Company, doing their sincere best since 1936.
For years, corporatees, the specialized dialect spoken by highly paid executives to obscure their job's relative simplicity, was incomprehensible to linguists and laymen alike. That changed with the 2003 discovery of the Rosetta Memo behind a filing cabinet in an Atlanta office park.
It is my understanding that some team members are experiencing a non-satisfactory level of disconnect vis-a-vis our interpersonal messaging. To ensure we're all on the same page with our ducks in a row, we're opening the kimono to initiate a global refresh on F2F and e-communication standards. Therefore, FYI, FFR, interface, dialogue, touch base, face-to-face, connect, and advise indicate interpersonal communication. Execute, implement, leverage, facilitate, synergize, deliver, and exploit pertain to the performance of work. Robust, value-rich, seamless, best-of-breed, and user-centric denote meritorious quality. Further, to enheighten our task simplicity quotient, the revealing of which could result in significant new awareness of human capital redundancy and attendant downsizing, all comms should, going forward, be both redundant and repetitive, with the occasional wordvention utilized in place of vocables of greater brevity, clarity, and brevity. Augment with occasional impenetrable acronyms, OIAs. These syntactical enhancements add perceived value to each employee's personal brand. Exemplifications are underposted. 1. I want to circle back and interface about how to right-size our headcount while still keeping workers incentivized. 2. Due to unforeseen life events, I'll be offline tomorrow, so can we push our interlock until post all hands? 3. At the end of the day, net-net, if we have a joint brown bag to come to agreeance on how to grow mindshare among targeted thought leaders by implementing best practices across the board, we can marketeer our way towards synergizing a frictionless sales environment.
Translation of the memo.
Hey, dumb shits. 90% of the stuff we say basically means either talk, make, or good. But nobody pays fat salaries for talking about making good things. So to keep our scam going, only use ungainly words and always 3 times as many of them as a normal person. Like you just heard, 1. Let's discuss how we can fire people without making the ones we keep cry. 2. My uncle died. Can we meet later? 3. Lunch?
Money we didn't have.
With the invention of money, several new problems emerged. Those who had more money than they needed required a place to keep it. And those who needed more money than they had required a place to borrow some. And those who loved money so much they didn't know what to do with themselves required a place to work. With characteristic enterprise, we created one solution to all these problems. Banks.
After customers deposited their money, it could be locked in a big vault for safekeeping. More commonly, the bank loaned your money to someone who needed it to buy a house, start a business, or pay off another loan. To meet expenses, i.e. pay bonuses, banks could also take small fees, though not nearly as small as the fine print explaining that they could do so. Your money might get invested in sound business opportunities your bank deemed worthy of money that wasn't theirs. Of course, there was always a chance someone would just come and take your money. Part of your money could go to burnishing your bank's image, for instance, by sponsoring professional sports. Because overpriced beer and nightmarish parking were positive associations compared to bank. In the end, you could withdraw your funds, minus one last ATM fee to cover expenses. It's not like the banks were made of money.